Thank you. It's such an honor to be here, and I actually don't feel normal getting this attention without all my 14 other teammates up here. You know, that's what I'm used to, being with the team, but this is just exciting because this is a little bit different than what we do out on that softball field, and just for the sake of sports, this is about Jesus Christ and sharing about what he can do in each and every one of our lives as long as we're willing to be used by him. The Bible tells us, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. And I've seen that lived out in my life as I stand here with 3 Olympic softball gold medals. I love sports. At a young age, I started being involved in sports. I was an active little girl who loved to run around and play outside. And my father loved softball or loved sports and wanted to get me involved in athletics. And so he put me into the local leagues here in Chino. I actually grew up in Chino. And I got involved in the leagues and in softball and soccer. And a passion just started at a young age. I loved what I was doing. I loved, taking my parents to the field. I was the one dragging my parents. A lot of times, you know, parents want to live through their kids. They're kicking them out of the car. Get out there to practice. Go work on it. But for me, I was the one dragging my parents to the field. I loved what I was doing. I had no idea what God had in store for me some 20-plus years down the road. But it's been exciting to look back and see his hand in my life from the very beginning. As a young girl, I also went to church and went to Sunday school and remember saying a prayer as a little girl that if you ask Jesus into your heart and you believe it and you ask him to forgive you of your sins, then if you died, you would go to heaven and be with him. And I thought, as a little girl, yes, I had the faith of a child. That's what I want. And I'm so fortunate for that first foundation that was built in my life that would lead me down the road to be able to glorify God through everything I've done through softball. The problem was, as I got a little bit older, got more involved with sport, got busier on the weekends, a lot of things kind of fill up your time, and I got pulled away from church. And I truly, as an individual, never had a firm foundation in knowing exactly what Jesus' word said and who he truly was. And so in high school, I bought into the beliefs. I thought I was a Christian, you know, like most people are Christians, right? Depending on your idea of that word, and it can kind of determine how you view things. And so for me, I was a good person. By the world standards, I compared myself to the people next to me. I looked at what they were doing, and I was doing pretty darn good. But it wasn't until I got to college at the University of Arizona. I went there on a full-ride softball scholarship. Again, another blessing from the Lord. But I didn't know that decision, choosing Arizona, would be the best decision in my life. Because 3 years later, I would discover what it truly meant to give my life to Jesus and to commit my life to him. And be a part of doing what he's doing on this earth for his kingdom. I had a teammate come on my team in 1995, my junior year. And her name was Julie Ray Tan. And she was a Christian. And right off the bat, there was something different about Julie. And I just want to encourage you and challenge you to say, do people see something different in you? People, your friends that aren't Christians, do they see something different than in you? Are you set apart? As I went to this Bible study, Julie invited me to a Bible study. And as I went there, I started to realize, and we opened the Word, I realized that I prayed. I was morally a good person for the most part. But I truly needed to give everything in my life up to God. You know, drinking, the idea of drinking. In college, you know, a lot of people drink. And for me, I did it every once in a while. It wasn't a big deal, right? I'm just doing it every once in a while. I'm not, you know, a drunk, an alcoholic, like I would look at other people maybe. But it took a non-Christian, after I started walking with the Lord, and God started showing me things and revealing things to me, it took a non-Christian to come up to me, and I was talking about my birthday and how, you know, we were celebrating the gold medal in 1996. I made the first ever Olympic softball team, and I was celebrating, and, you know, I started talking about this, and she said, look at you. Look at you. You stand there with those cross earrings in your ears, and you're talking about going out and drinking. And that was it. That was all I needed to say, Lord. I mean, I was growing slowly, but that hit me like a ton of bricks, and I thought, I'm done. I'm done holding on to the things of this world. I want you, and I want to see you clearly. And it was at that moment that God said, okay, are you ready? I'm going to take you on an amazing ride. And he hasn't stopped since. And I really believe, having 3 gold medals, that this is just the beginning of something special he wants to do. I know I'm not worthy of doing this on my own. I definitely don't have the ability and the strength to do this. But with God, all things are possible, and I just want to be used by Him. And I want to encourage each and every one of you. For me, it's softball, and for me, it's sports. God's used that avenue as a platform. For me, I have these gold medals to open doors. For some of you, it may be the way you treat a neighbor, or it may be as a teacher, the way you teach your kids and the love you show them. We all are going to be used in different areas, in our areas of our careers as well as our families. And really, we all can make a difference. And so I hope through my story, I can just challenge you and, again, encourage you to be bold and to stand up for Jesus, because He takes ordinary people and He does extraordinary things. Julie was a great friend of mine. Like I said, she invited me to a Bible study. She took a chance. She was bold. And 2 years later, after meeting Julie and going to this Bible study, I received a phone call in the summer. I had won a gold medal in 1996, won my third national championship in 1997 at Arizona, finishing my college career, which is just really the highlight. Outside of the Olympics, college athletics is a huge deal. I mean, most of us probably watch college baseball World Series as well as football, and we get really into that. And it's a big deal to be the best team in the nation. So I'm pretty much on a high in everything that's going on. And I get a phone call that brings me back to reality. I get a phone call from a teammate of mine, Amy, who calls me at a hotel. I'm somewhere, I don't even know, across the country. And I answer this phone, and they say, Leah, Julie passed away in her sleep last night. And I get this phone call, and at the age of 21, Julie was gone. She had diabetes, she had complications, and she passed away. And that was all I needed to encourage me to take a chance. I wanted to share with people, but I didn't really think I had all the tools, and I didn't really know the right words, and I didn't know enough about the Bible, right? We never can know enough. But I realized that as long as you know Jesus and the fact that He offers eternal life, if we trust in Him and if we ask forgiveness of our sins, that's all you need to know to make a difference in someone's life. And I am proof of that standing up here. I will see Julie again someday. I've continued to play in the Olympics. I have been fortunate enough to play on 3 gold medal winning teams. My family has been so supportive. I couldn't have done it without them. My family has extended. I got married in 1999 to Tommy, and he has been my biggest supporter. And I was blessed with a son in 2001 and wanted to keep playing. And again, God made that door possible to go out and be the first mother on the softball team. Had some new challenges with balancing a family and, you know, for all intents and purposes, a professional career on the road quite a bit. But God truly blessed that. And again, because I was willing to do it for Him. The team that we played on this year, for any of you that watched softball in the Olympics, we were one of the most dominating teams ever in any sport in Olympic history. We scored 51 runs in 9 games, and we had 1 run scored against us. So it was pretty amazing. It was pretty amazing, that ride that we went on. We were even on the cover of Sports Illustrated, named as the real dream team. For any of you that got to pick that up, I'll show you afterwards. It's not really. I didn't bring that with me, but it was pretty exciting because softball isn't, you know, necessarily a sport that gets that much recognition. And so it was very exciting for us. And then to stand on the gold medal stand. People always ask, what is it like to stand on the gold medal stand? And people have tears running down their faces. And I just know for me personally, really it is an indescribable feeling to be up there. But so many thoughts and emotions come running in your mind. And for me, I think of all the hard work that was put in. I mean, you work a lot of times your whole life for this moment. For me, I've been fortunate. I've had 3 moments on that medal stand. But really, you work your whole life, and a lot of people never make it to that point. So just the fact that you can now celebrate the fact that you've reached your goals and your dreams and something that you could usually only imagine, but now you're experiencing it. And you also have the thoughts of your family and also the support that they gave you, like I just mentioned. There was some sadness for me this year, knowing that I was going to be retiring from USA Softball and moving on to another area. God has really been changing my heart in another area. I want to grow my family as well as be able to go out and now share about what He's done. And another thing that happened to us, for anybody that watched our sport this year, we lost my coach's wife. My coach, Mike Candrea, from the University of Arizona, was also our Olympic coach, and he's like a father to me. And this summer, We were traveling around the country, and 3.5 weeks before our very first game of the Olympics, his wife, Sue, suddenly passed away of a brain aneurysm at the age of 48 years old. And so, just between my coach and I, we've had people very close to us. For him, his own personal family, but losing Julie, who was like a sister to me, like a daughter to him, and him losing his wife, and again, they're an extended family of mine, was very hard for us. And we had to stay strong and stay focused on the goal at hand. We had 3 weeks. We had to go to her funeral. They had to bury her, and he had to turn his attentions and go out there and try to be the best team in the entire world and to go there and work and finish what we started. And so he led us, truly, I believe, with God's strength. And I see that we really need, one thing he always stressed to us, and now he has to live it out, is that life is special. We cannot take one day for granted. Each and every one of us, we never know what tomorrow is going to bring. And so again, for me, as a Christian, it just encourages me all the more to go out and share about who Jesus is. There's plenty of people who are going to go out and speak about what they believe that goes against God and what God wants in this life. I see it all the time around me. You know, and I think for us, it's a call for us, the pastors. They challenge us consistently. Go out and make a difference. Share. Just in talking. I was in New York City. Got to go to the White House this past week. Also was in New York City for a big event. And I was in a cab ride with an Egyptian driver, just a nice man. At first, he knew I was a little scared. I, you know, didn't know where to go and had to trust this man taking me to the right hotel in New York City. But we just got talking. And, you know, I know he's from the Middle East and, you know, got brought up there. And so we started talking about different beliefs and different things. And I said, so what religion are you? And he said, I'm Muslim and my wife is Catholic. And I said, wow, that's pretty interesting. And I said, you know, I'm a Christian. He said, you know, we all believe in the same God. And I said, well, we believe Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and he is God. And that's the difference between our religions. And he said, yeah, we believe Jesus was a great man. And so from that, I was able just to say, you know, what do you guys believe? You believe, you know, do you know that you're going to heaven? And he said, no, we don't know, but we work real hard. And as long as you don't kill people and give drugs to people, you know, you're probably going to be doing okay. And I said, I know 100% for sure that I'm going to heaven because Jesus Christ died and rose again. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. And so, again, I just want to challenge each and every one of you with God's leading to make a difference for him. A small percentage of people ever have the chance to compete for a medal, to let alone win a medal. But the Bible says that 100% of those who put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, not just their Savior, but their Lord and Savior, on that day that they face him, they will receive the crown of life. And that truly is the best prize that any of us could ever want. Thank you very much.